The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The year was 2013.
The National Zoo tweets word that the giant panda Mei Xiong gave birth this afternoon to her third cub, a female.
She was named Bao Bao, and she is now old enough to leave the U.S. for her new home. More after this from Charlie. Bao Bao, the baby giant panda, has spent the last 3.5 years growing up under the watchful eyes of her millions of fans in front of the National Zoo's Panda Cam.
They saw her first checkup and her first birthday, her first encounter with a camera, her first tumble in the snow.
But this is Bao Bao's final week at the National Zoo. CBS's Chip Reed watched as her trainer, Marty Deary, got her ready to return to her homeland.
Hi, lady. Come on, Bao. Good girl. Right here.
He's getting her used to the crate that will take her to her new home in China next week.
By giving her honey water while she's sitting in the crate, it just continues to build this space as somewhere that she wants to be.
Deary will be traveling with her.
I'm someone that she knows really well.
You hold her hand.
Yeah, exactly. Not literally, but yes.
Part of the deal when China loaned Bao Bao's parents to the National Zoo was that any cubs would be sent to China to breed before they turn 4.
You think they're going to be tears?
Yeah, I'm a crier. I can admit that.
But like sending a kid to college, it's all for the best. And even though Bao Bao will be in a crate, she will have gourmet in-flight meals, including bamboo, apples, pears, and cooked sweet potatoes. And as for the National Zoo's panda cam, it can now concentrate on the zoo's other panda cub, Bei Bei, who was caught on the panda cam shortly after his birth, sneezing while sleeping with his mother. Isn't that the cutest thing? The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.